Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's abridged scripture reading is from Daniel chapter 6, where we find Daniel, one of three commissioners serving directly under King Darius, becoming the object of the king's favor. In jealousy, the other two commissioners plotted against Daniel, realizing, as it says in verse 5, "We will not find any ground of accusation against this Daniel, unless we find it against him with regard to the law of his God." In the verses that follow, the commissioners convinced the king to declare that anyone who makes a petition to any god or man besides the king would be sentenced to the lion's den. Then the commissioners informed the king that Daniel violated his decree. We read in verse 16 that in much distress, the king gave orders and Daniel was brought in and cast into the lion's den. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "Your God, whom you constantly serve, will himself deliver you." Then the king went off to his palace and spent the night fasting, and no entertainment was brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. Then the king arose at dawn, at the break of day, and went in haste to the lion's den. When he had come near the den to Daniel, he cried out with a troubled voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, "Daniel, servant of the living God, has your God, whom you constantly serve, been able to deliver you from the lions?" Then Daniel spoke to the king, "O king, live forever. My God sent his angel and shut the lions' mouths, and they have not harmed me, inasmuch as I was found innocent before him. And also toward you, O king, I have committed no crime." Then the king was very pleased and gave orders for Daniel to be taken up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no injury whatever was found on him, because he had trusted in his God. Then Darius the king wrote to all the peoples, nations, and men of every language who were living in all the land, "May your peace abound. I make a decree that in all the dominion of my kingdom, men are to fear and tremble before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and enduring forever, and his kingdom is one which will not be destroyed, and his dominion will be forever. He delivers and rescues and performs signs and wonders in heaven and on earth, who has also delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So this Daniel enjoyed success in the reign of Darius and in the reign of Cyrus the Persian."
While reading the book of Daniel, it's good to keep the big picture in mind. This is a story about the man's great trust in God. Daniel had clung to his faith so consistently that when he was cast into the lion's den, the prospect did not ruin him. The prophet's faith began with his parents, who likely talked about the scriptures and set a godly example. He also witnessed the fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecies concerning the fall of Jerusalem to Babylon. Both factors undoubtedly reinforced the idea that God keeps his word, and Daniel was determined to obey him. Later, in Babylon, he courageously refused to eat the king's food, which had been offered to idols and therefore violated scripture. God shepherded Daniel through that situation, as well as many others where his position or his life was at risk. Letting go of doubts each time, the prophet steadfastly obeyed the Lord and endured. Strong trust like Daniel's doesn't materialize out of thin air. Throughout life, he made small decisions in faith until his commitment to God's way was habitual and unshakable. The same is true for those of us who are believers. Faith grows as we take more steps of obedience. We witness God's answers to prayer and increasingly depend on Him until we have a personal history of His trustworthiness.